In today's fast-paced world, being busy is often equated with being successful. It's like a badge of honour to be busy. We've bought into the idea that being swamped with tasks and constantly on the move is the ultimate measure of success. But through the hustle and bustle, have you ever stopped and wondered if all that busyness is actually making you profitable or if you just caught up in the busyness trap? Trust me, it's a question worth exploring. Let's chat about it. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Being busy doesn't necessarily equate to being productive or profitable. It's easy to get caught in a cycle of constant activity where our days are filled with a flurry of tasks and obligations. We run from one thing to another, juggling numerous responsibilities, and often find ourselves exhausted by the end of the day. But if we take a closer look, we might discover that all this busyness doesn't necessarily translate into meaningful results or, dare I say it, financial success. True profitability goes beyond the sheer number of tasks that we complete or the hours that we work. It involves a deliberate focus on activities that are actually going to generate value and contribute to our goals. It's that whole, saying, it's about working smarter, not just harder. So how can you assess whether you are truly profitable or just caught up in the whirlwind of being busy? Well, first and foremost, profitability requires clarity of purpose. You actually need to define your goals and have a clear understanding of what it is that you're trying to achieve. Without a clear direction, and I know I talk about this a lot, you might actually find yourself busy with a plethora of tasks that don't actually align with this long-term objective that you've set for yourself. Might I add a suggestion here? If this is the case for you, take some time to set meaningful goals and regularly assess whether your activities are actually moving you closer to those goals. So what do I mean by that? I talk a lot about budgets and forecasts, but it's very, very similar to that. Choose what your ultimate goal will be, whether that be for the day, for the week, for the month, for the quarter, for the year. Choose what that ultimate meaningful goal is. Then work backwards. Try and work out ways that would best indicate to you whether or not what you're doing is moving you forward and closer to that goal. Where are those milestones that are going to move you forward to that goal? And then set activities, detailed activities around how you're going to get there. And then, my friend, stick to those activities. That will provide you that clarity of purpose. That will give you that definition of what it's going to take to get to those goals. Anything outside of those activities is probably wasting your time and keeping you stuck in this state of busyness. Secondly, profitability actually requires prioritization. It's essential to identify the tasks and activities that have the most significant impact on your bottom line. So it's not just one thing to list all the things you need to do, but you need to then break them down and identify which of those activities are going to have the most significant impact on your bottom line. Because not all tasks are created equal. And it's easy to get sidetracked by the low value activities that still need to take place, but that will consume your time and energy and not move you forward. You need to focus on the high impact tasks that will align with those goals and then make them your top priority and ensure they get done along with those low value activities. In this instance, I would suggest to learn to say no to distractions and delegate or eliminate tasks that don't contribute primarily to your profitability. Like turning off those unwanted notifications from the cesspool that is the dump of apps on our phones. Furthermore, profitability requires efficiency and effectiveness. Now, this is a big one for me. Being efficient means accomplishing tasks with the least amount of effort and resources. It's about making sure that you optimize your processes and find ways to best streamline your work. Being effective, on the other hand, means achieving those desired results. It's about focusing on outcomes rather than just checking off items on a to-do list, which, might I add, I love to do. I love to see my to-do list go down, but that's not the primary objective. So here's a tip. Strive for both. Strive to find a balance between being efficient and effective in every task that you tackle, with the main goal being to maximize your profitability. Now, here are some key steps that I thought might be handy to ensure that your business activities that you are committing to are actually driving results and contributing to your bottom line. Here's a way to go and evaluate whether or not they're effective and efficient. Number one, start by establishing clear objectives for your business. We've talked about that. Now, you've probably heard of them. They're called SMART goals. Be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. When you have well-defined goals, it becomes easy to evaluate whether your activities are aligning with them and driving that desired outcome. Number two, identify key metrics. And we're talking about these individual tasks is what I'm saying to you. Identify the key metrics of those tasks, or KPIs as they're commonly known, that will help you measure the success of your activities. If you're not measuring the success of your activities, you're not going to know whether or not they're moving you forward. Now, these KPIs can vary depending on your business, but they should directly relate to your own objectives. For example, if your goal is to increase sales, some relevant KPIs might include things like your revenue growth, your customer acquisition rates, or even just an average transaction value. But regularly track and analyze these metrics to gauge the effectiveness of the activities that you are completing to hopefully drive that success. While we're on regularly tracking and analyzing, make sure that you collect and analyze relevant data to gain insights into the impact of these activities. Now, this could be other data outside of your internal stuff like revenue growth and customer acquisition rates and average transaction values. This could be things like tracking your website analytics to see how many people are landing, where they're landing, what they're doing when they're there. Sales data. There could be customer feedback or any other information that helps you to then understand how your activities are going to influence your bottom line. And use data analysis tools and software to identify things like patterns, trends, and of course, areas for improvement. Number four, experimentation. Now, experimentation is a powerful tool for evaluating any effectiveness of your activities. Collect A/B tests to compare different approaches and determine which ones are actually going to have better results. Now, what you could do here is this could involve things like testing different marketing strategies. Of course, pricing models are a big one. You could have a look at your website layouts and see what the user experience is like, or even just your product or service features might give it away. But by systematically testing and measuring the outcomes of all of your activities, you can then make serious moves. You can make actual data-driven decisions to optimize your activities, to make sure that each activity that you're performing is efficient and effective. Number five, your customers are an invaluable source of information when evaluating the impact of your activities. You need to conduct customer surveys on a regular basis, or gather reviews, or engage in some sort of conversation with your customers consistently to keep understanding their perception of your products and services. Your feedback from your customers can provide the best insights into whether or not the processes and the activities that you're undertaking are meeting their needs and expectations, which ultimately, let's be honest, they're the ones who are going to impact your bottom line. And number six, as I've said throughout each and every one of these, evaluation should be an ongoing process. Regularly review your activities, your KPIs, your data analysis, your customer feedback to assess all of its effectiveness. You need to identify areas, and don't be afraid to identify areas where improvements can be made. Don't take it personally, but make the adjustments accordingly. This could involve things like reallocating resources, whether they be human or other, modifying different strategies that you currently have, or discontinuing activities. Yes, discontinuing activities that are not generating the desired results, which also could mean discontinuing products or services. So have a think about that. By following simple steps like this and adopting some real data-driven approaches, like data-driven, hard facts, you can gain a deeper understanding of how your activities that you're doing on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual basis are contributing to your bottom line. Remember that evaluation is a continuous process, and adapting to changing market dynamics is essential for long-term profitability. Be sure to stay agile during this process, remain open to feedback, and be willing to make the necessary changes to ensure that you optimize these business activities that actually drive meaningful results. I'll say that again, that actually drive meaningful results. Now, another aspect of profitability is, of course, time management. Busy people often fall into the trap of being reactive rather than proactive. They spend their days putting out fires and responding to urgent demands, neglecting the important tasks that drive profitability. So what can you do about it? You need to take control of your time by planning and prioritizing your work. One of the things that I absolutely love is setting aside dedicated blocks of time for the strategic activities that I have going on in my business and protect them at all costs from any interruptions. Now, I love using that focus feature on my Apple mobile phone. This allows me to turn off distractions, phone calls, text messages, and all the stuff for a prescribed period of time. Now, this works well with my dedicated blocks of time in my calendar. And for those that are Apple obsessed or users like myself, I even actually receive a reminder when I'm about to go into that block of time on my calendar that tells me to turn my focus feature on. It's awesome. So my friend, manage your time wisely and you'll find yourself becoming more profitable. Now lastly, true profitability requires self-care and balance. Constant busyness can take a toll on your physical and mental well-being. And I am the first to admit that this is a bugbear of mine. I do not do this well. But I've made it my mission this year to make it a priority. I'm still a work in progress, aren't we all? But we all need to start somewhere. But things like creating a space to rest, relax, rejuvenate throughout the week is important. I'm finding that taking breaks or practicing mindfulness, especially when I'm separating my time between my family and my son and my work. Also, don't forget to take time for activities that actually make you happy outside of your business. Because as much as my business brings me so much happiness, I do need something away from this to be at my best. I haven't, again, quite worked that out. And a lot of it centers around my son, which I enjoy, but I need to find something for myself. So by taking care of ourselves, we will be better equipped to tackle our work and focus and energy and all the stuff, which can ultimately lead, of course, to greater profitability. Now, let's face it, being busy does not guarantee profitability. It's important to evaluate whether our activities are genuinely driving results and contributing to our bottom line. Define your goals, my friend. Prioritize effectively. Optimize your processes. Manage your time wisely. Take care of yourself. All the stuff. By doing so, you'll be able to shift from being merely busy to being truly profitable. Remember, it's not about how much you do, but about what you can accomplish. I promise you, this exploration will be worth it. Because once you strip away the noise and truly evaluate the impact of your efforts, you can start making better choices. You can prioritize activities that actually move the needle, ditch the time wasters, and steer you towards profit and success. So, my friend, literally go forth today. Make the choice to be more profitable than just busy and make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.